Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Ultimate Spider-Man tops February sales list. Krakoa ends in X-Men 35. Scout Comics relaunching with new partner. This is Comic Book Club News for March 7, 2024. For the second month in a row, Ultimate Spider-Man is dominating the comic book sales charts, with the second issue of the reboot series taking the top slot on both units sold and dollars earned. Looks like Marvel has something here with this Spider-Man guy. The news comes via ICV2, with a big new entry on the list as well. Thundercats number 1 at number 2 on both charts. What is most interesting about this is, while we don't have exact sales figures for most of this list, we do know that the inaugural issue of Thundercats from Dynamite sold 170,000 copies to comic book stores. Meaning, though this is based on a smaller sample set, Ultimate Spider-Man number 2 most likely sold even more than Thundercats number 1. Mamma mia, that's a lot of Ultimate Spider-Man. The rest of the top 10 is pretty comparable on both lists as well, with Batman snagging the next two slots. Back to units sold specifically, Transformers, Amazing Spider-Man, Spawn, Edge of Spider-Verse, another issue of Batman, and Fall of the House of X round out the top 10 titles. Meanwhile, Ultimate Black Panther number 1 fell a little short of Spider-Man, not ranking in the top 10 on either list. Though anecdotally, it seems stores underordered that title by a lot. It's already headed to a second printing. Marvel and DC continue to dominate the units sold list, with only Image and Skybound's Energon Universe titles breaking through onto the top 50, other than the aforementioned Spawn 350 and Thundercats. The same holds for the dollars earned list, which only boasts two additional publishers: Titan with Savage Sword of Conan number 1, and priced at a whopping $9.99. And ranking at number 13 on dollars earned is the return of Penthouse Comics. Now release Penthouse Spider-Man, and we could have a real hit on our hands. Oh wait, that was called Spider-Man Reign. Never mind. For the past several months, we've known the Krakoa era in Marvel's X-Men would be ending in time for a relaunch in July. And now we know exactly where and when it will all end. X-Men 35, which Marvel is renumbering as Uncanny X-Men number 700. The book will be split into a final goodbye to Krakoa story written by Jerry Duggan, Kieran Gillen, and Al Ewing, with art by Lucas Wernick, Joshua Cassara, and more, as well as an additional story by Chris Claremont, and a preview of the new X-Men titles coming this summer. Additional talent credited on the book include Gail Simone, who is the odds-on favorite to take on X-Men next, as well as Phil Noto, Jerome Pena, Stefano Caselli, Walt Simonson, and Lanil Francis Yu. The cover is by Pepe Larraz. Said outgoing X-Men line editor Jordan D. White via press release, quote, "Being a part of the Krakoan experiment has been a true thrill. Honestly, in many ways, it echoed the experience of mutant kind itself in the era. We worked differently, we tried new things, we survived incredible new experiences. I consider myself extremely fortunate to have worked with such fantastically talented creators throughout the era, and working on the glorious ending is truly bittersweet. I will miss it with my whole heart, but I do know Krakoa will live on within us forever." The issue will hit stores on June 5, with news on what's next for X-Men promised to be dropping in the following weeks. Over the weekend, on the Comic Book Club website, we reported about an uproar surrounding fledgling publisher Scout Comics. Amid allegations that the publisher was essentially ghosting comic creators as well as withholding payment, Scout pushed back, admitting to being not great with communication, but telling Comic Book Club the payment allegations were simply not true. Sources we talked to who worked with the publisher gave different accounts. Some had good experiences, others a very c'est la vie attitude about working with a smaller startup publisher. Regardless of what is the truth of the matter, clearly Scout was having some sort of growth problems, and the outrage against them online definitely is not helping their reputation. Now, in the midst of all this, The Beat is reporting that Scout is relaunching with new financial partners. The company, Element Media Global, is a publicly traded company not currently traded by NASDAQ, and seems to have its fingers in all of the areas that nerds love: mining, technology, and sports. And now, Scout Comics. As part of the relaunch, which will happen this summer, Element promises more paying jobs for creators, as well as a focus on selling IP to TV and film companies. Scout will also be adding a horror imprint to its portfolio. Tell you what, this doesn't set off my alarm bells at all. A company with no experience in comics, partnering with a comic company under fire for potentially shady business practices, that is a match made in heaven. On a related note, if you currently work for Scout Comics, they ask that you bring all of your work with you to the Element Media Global mine. Please leave any ID and phones behind in your car. Thanks! 100% kidding, but I guess we'll see how this goes. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And honestly, I wish I owned a mine. That sounds very cool. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.